I'm Larry Stein for KPTZ. I want to introduce you to Daniela Chase, who's contributing her programs, Nutrition Matters, to us on KPTZ here. You'll start hearing them after KPTZ Compass on Mondays. Daniela is a clinical nutritionist. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Daniela, thank you for contributing your segments to us. I know they are heard on stations in different parts of the country. How widely do you find that they're heard?
Well, they're available through the PRSS, which is the public radio satellite system for NPR stations. So any of the NPR stations across the country can play it. And in various months, it's playing in different areas. And it's in it's very popular in Alaska right now.
Alaska lives and breathes community radio. That's a major communication mode for them. So, of course. Nutrition Matters is one of these short segments, informational segments, that we often hear on public radio. What is your goal in creating Nutrition Matters?
Well, there's this amazing stream of new research coming out, and I'm constantly reviewing it for the books that I write. And as I look at hundreds of studies for a specific book, there'll always be a few studies that really stand out in my mind, and I think this is significant, and people need to know about it now. And so years ago, I started a little program in Sun Valley, Idaho, on Catch Radio up there, called the Nutrition Minute. And I found that people really listened to it, and it was a good way to help bring that information to folks, and they were quoting it, and I was excited that radio is such a powerful tool. And so I moved here in 2007 to Port Townsend and started the show up as Nutrition Matters.
And now we get our own personal delivery of Nutrition Matters from Daniela on a little thumb drive. And you'll start hearing them starting the week of April 16th on KPTZ after KPTZ Compass. And we will probably be peppering it in throughout the schedule, and you may hear it by surprise at some other slots in the day. These little segments are very useful to fill out our information hours.
That's kind of the nice thing about this little morsel of information, you know, just 2 minutes, and it's easy to take it in throughout the day.
Yeah. What would you say you focus on most in terms of Nutrition Matters?
Well, you know, the program is called Nutrition Matters, but for me, nutrition really covers a broad spectrum of health sciences, because the environmental health sciences really impact our health in every realm. And a large number of the segments are about toxins in the environment that affect health. I talk a lot about nutrients because we have a lot of new information about food nutrients. Back when I was in school at Bastyr in the 80s and early 90s, it was very basic. We knew about macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, fats, and we knew about micronutrients like vitamins and minerals. And now we know about all these phytonutrients, these phytochemicals, and how important our microflora in our gut is to help methylate them for absorption. It's just a whole new world of scientific research. So I really try to bring all of these into play in the show to help people understand what we're learning right now.
When I look at the list of some of the topics of some of the first set of shows we're going to air, they vary as widely as unexpected in a nutrition show. We would expect to hear about mushrooms and electrolytes and cholesterol-lowering spices, but then we also hear about cell phones, dust, and depression.
Yeah, so this, like the cell phone study, for example, this was so interesting to me because I feel like a lot of this is not being published above the radar, I suppose, is the way to say that. I feel like it's really been squelched, and it's so significant to learn that our cell phones can cause permeability, like cause our blood-brain barrier to break down. That means toxins and nutrients are going to affect our whole nervous system differently. It's hard for me to talk about nutrition without talking about these significant areas of study.
What are the sources of the information and the studies that you get? Where do you find these studies?
Well, this is something that I get really excited about. And if anyone's ever come up to the library to hear my talks, I always kind of squeal about how exciting PubMed is. So the National Institute of Health has several portals. So you can go online and go to PubMed or to the Grateful Med and get online. And anyone has access to all of this research that is published by universities all around the world. And when I was in school, like back in the early 80s, when I was at the University of Washington, to have access to this kind of research, you had to pay for it. You had to actually take your credit card into the library and pay $60 an hour to peruse the studies. Okay. So it's pretty exciting that it's underwritten now, and we all have access to it. If you have a very specific type of cancer and you know you had an exposure to a certain chemical, you can go and search those two things and see all the new research on that.
And so you access this through something called PubMed?
PubMed.
Or you said there was another portal.
The Grateful Med.
The Grateful Med. They're both equally...
They're just portals. They're just ways to get into the same database, which is really the NCBI, the National Institute of Health database.
So these are not fringe publications. We're not talking about speculation. We're not talking about organizations trying to sell their nutrient compound to you.
I'm very careful about the research that I use. The research that that you're going to see on PubMed is all from major universities. And even within that category, there's a lot to consider. There's correlational studies and there's double-blind studies. And you can actually set the parameters for the type of studies that you want to see in that area of research. You also have to be a little bit of a discerning consumer. Is that the right way to say that? When you're looking at research, because we can find outlier studies that tell us just about anything. You know, you could probably find a study that tells you plastic is non-toxic when if you look at a majority of the research, we're going to see that it's actually very toxic. So you can't just take one study and run with it. You need to look at a body of work.
And that's typically what we hear often in the news. We hear, especially in kind of commercial news, we hear stories that are kicked off by one study.
That's right.
That that has an inflammatory maybe subject, something that people will catch people's attention.
That's right. In fact, that's used in print quite a bit. I've noticed this, that they'll take one study that sounds counter to what the current belief is, and it will draw attention, but it's very misleading because then we think this is the current thought when it's really just one outlier study.
That's right. Well, Nutrition Matters, a new feature that we can air on KPTZ. We hope you enjoy it. I know it brings a depth of information to our broadcasting, and I know it's in an area of interest related to the people who live in our listening area.
Yeah, certainly very educated folks in Port Townsend. That makes for great conversations.
You mentioned that the books that you write, as well as being a clinical nutritionist, you're also an author.
I am, yeah. I've been writing health books for about 25 years. I think I was lucky in that I was at Bastyr in the very early days and publishers were looking for science-based information around nutrition, because before that we had a lot of old wives' tales and making their way into books. And so I got a publishing contract right away while I was still in the bachelor's program at Bastyr, and started writing about cancer and heart disease and diabetes and autoimmune disease, specializing in oncology care for quite a while.
So you spell your last name Chase, C-H-A-C-E.
Yes.
Daniela Chase. Mm-hmm. You can find her books at the library, I'm sure, and online. And finding you is, your website is?
DanielaChase.com.
No punctuation, just Daniela Chase, C-H-A-C-E.
Correct.
.com. Well, Daniela, thank you. We will probably bring you back at some other point as after we're airing Nutrition Matters and talk about some of these subjects. I mean, I know some of these subjects deserve a larger than 2-minute discussion. We may invite some people into the studio to talk and
I would love
and have
that.
A discussion about that.
That sounds wonderful.
It sure is a topic that we are all paying attention to. Daniela Chase, the creator and host of Nutrition Matters, starting April 16th on KPTZ. This is Larry Stein. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to Daniela Chase.
And thank you.